Praise God. Welcome to Revival Today. Today's message is The Good Teacher by Pastor Mark Choate.
This morning, God has given me a word for the people, all of us, those that are here and those that aren't here, those that are in their homes and those that are in their place of work, maybe. God has a word for us for during this time. And I believe that the word that God has for us is going to give you breakthrough even at a time like this. And so right now, I want you to get in your spirit. First of all, the message that God has given me is the good teacher. Again, I'm going to say it again, the good teacher. All of us had experiences in our life where we had teachers that we had for different grade levels. But I want you to know that God is a teacher, and he says that the Holy Ghost is going to lead you and guide you to all truth. So we need to go straight to the source to get our growth spiritually. Right now we're living in a time where people are trying to find what doctrine to follow. They're trying to figure out who should they talk to and what words should they receive. But I want you to go straight to the source, which is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Because he is truly the teacher that we need to understand the word from. Amen. So I have a few scriptures that I'm going to talk about this morning. So when you talk about having a good teacher, some of us reflect on our life and we reflect of the different things that we experience as students. And we reflect on how as a student you were challenged sometimes to learn. But today, I want you to understand that we have to learn the lesson in life. And the lesson in life that God wants us to get in our spirit is he wants to teach you how to reset your goals. Again, I'm going to say it again. God wants to teach us how to reset our goals. Because a lot of us have gone through life and we achieved some things with our life and our accomplishments, but we're still finding ourselves lacking. Because the reason why we're lacking is because we're trying to get what we need in life without Jesus, without the Lord in our life. So I want to talk to you about this morning. I want you to reset your goals spiritually. And what it means by reset your goals spiritually, we need to understand that God must be in control of our life. The message that I have is the good teacher. I'm going to first turn to Jeremiah 29:11. And this is going to set us up for what I have for word. Jeremiah 29:11 says, it says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declare the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." Again, plans to give you hope and a future. Now, when we see what's going on right now, this pandemic, we don't understand that the Bible says that Jesus, the word says, he had a plan for us, a plan to give us hope and a future. Now, you're looking at this thing that's going on right now, you're saying, where is hope and where is my future? I'm going to tell you this morning that we do have hope in Christ Jesus. Amen? And he is the author and the finisher of our faith. So in that scripture, it says in Jeremiah, he says, "I know the plans I have for you." So some of us are even in our room or at our house and saying to ourselves, "Lord, it seems like I'm living life without a plan." But we don't realize that there's something about our journey called life, and we have to line up with the will of God. When you don't line up with the will of God, it doesn't matter who you go to or who you talk to. Guess what? You're going to come up short. So some of us are going through challenges in our spiritual life, and we're coming up short because we're not going to the teacher. So I'm going somewhere with this message. If you turn with me to Job 14:1-4, it says here, "Man who is born of a woman is full of, his days are full of trouble. He comes forth like a flower and fades away. He flees like a shadow and does not continue." Now, this is what the scripture says. Man born of a woman has but a few days. Now, this is important because so many of us plan our life like we have forever here. But God wants us to understand is if we build our plans on him, he's going to bring us through whatever we're going through. So it says he flees like a shadow and does not continue. So you know how it is with a shadow. When you have a shadow is here, but then it's gone. That's what we have to understand about God. Is he has given us life, like the word says, and he give us life more abundantly. But with life, we have to know the plans that God has for us. Sometimes we don't know his plan. The fourth verse says, who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean one? And that's where I'm going with this word. Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean one? My answer is Jesus. So I have a story for you this morning. It was Jesus talking to disciples. If you could turn with me to Mark 10:17. Turn me to Mark 10:17. This is where my word is going today. And I'm going to talk to you about how to reset your faith so you are growing spiritually in the things of God. Because too many times we do our plans of life, but we don't check with the Father. So my story today is about a young rich man that came to Jesus, and he came to Jesus. Now, when I say he was a young rich man, he had all that he needed in life, but he came to Jesus to ask him one question: what must I do to get into the kingdom of heaven? And the reason why I'm having this talk today with the nation and with all those that are watching, I want to bring it down to what we need to go back to, the foundation word, where it tells you straight from the teacher. Jesus was teaching his disciples, and he made it clear, and he wanted to let us know what we must do to get into the kingdom of heaven. Amen. So that's the word this morning, the good teacher. So the rich man came to Jesus, and this is what he says. It says here, and as he was setting out on his journey, a man ran up and kneeled before him and asked him, good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Again, he came to Jesus and said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Now, I think we need to get this in our spirit. Why? Because some people say, well, are you planning not to be here? But we have to understand that we only going to be in this body for so long. But guess what? We still have to line up our life with the will of God, because guess what? He has a plan for you even here and now. So like this good man that was rich, he came to the teacher. And so he said, what must I do to have eternal life? And then it says here, and Jesus said to him, why do you call me good? Now check that part out. It says, why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone. All these I have kept from my mouth. All these I have kept from my mouth. And I need you to understand, when Jesus said to him, why do you call me good? Some of us will look at that and say, wow, Jesus said to him, why are you calling me good? And the reason why is because Jesus knew that as long as you're born of sin, you're in this sinful flesh. And as long as you're in the sinful flesh, you're not good in yourself. But then Jesus turned it around and says, no one is good except God alone. Now that's where I'm going with the word this morning. No one is good except God alone. I want you to know that even myself, even your pastors, all those that are teaching and preaching the word of God, we're no good in this sinful flesh, but only God is able to keep you during a time like this. So Jesus first told him, okay, I'm okay that you're talking to me and that you're telling me, oh, I think you're good and you must be awesome because you're the Son of God. But Jesus turned it around and said, all the glory goes to my Father, because it's my Father that provides me what I need right now. And I need you to get this in your spirit. Only your Father can give you what you need. And so when he came to Jesus, he already had everything he needed in life. So many of us have a lot of things. We have riches. We have wealth, but the Bible says that only God can keep you in perfect peace if your mind is no longer on him. See, so when our mind is not on Christ, that's why we lose our peace in life. So the rich man came to God and wanted to know something from the Lord. He said, I want to know, what must I do to get into the kingdom of heaven? And so when he was talking to him, he said, you are good. And Jesus pushed back and said, I'm not good in this sinful flesh. Amen. So I want you to make sure you understand it. So it says in 18, it says, and Jesus said to him, why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone. Now, if you turn with me to the 19th verse, it says here in the 19th, keep up with me if you can. You know the commandments. Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Do not defraud. Honor your mother and father. And he said to him, teacher, all these things have I kept from my youth. Now, the reason why I'm going here, he went to Jesus and he said to the Lord, he said, Lord, I want to know how to get into the kingdom of heaven. And Jesus said to him, okay, if you want to get into the kingdom of heaven, tell me a little bit about yourself. And Jesus said, but first I want you to know, do not do these particular things. So he went through the things that we have in the Ten Commandments. But how many of you know what the word says about Jesus? He said, I come not to destroy the law, but to fulfill it. So right now, sometimes we already have things planned how we can get into heaven, but we don't go to the source, which is the rock, which is Jesus, which is the true foundation, would give you a real understanding how to get into the kingdom of God. So when he came to God and he came to the Lord Jesus, he said, listen, I need to know what it will take for me to get in. Some of us are saying that right now. I need to know what it's going to take to get in, because my life is miserable, because I'm going through so much, because I don't want to go without the Lord. But what we do is we try to find a place that will compromise with our sin. We try to find a fellowship that will compromise with our belief. But instead, I need you to know that you have to go to the good teacher, which is Jesus, because he's the only one that can get you to the Father. You can't get to the Father with your own doctrine and your own understanding. You have to go to the source, which is the rock, which is Jesus Christ. So he went to the rock. He went to the Lord, and he said, what must I do? And so as he began to say, Jesus said, do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud. Now, what is defraud? Defraud is when you're lying. Bearing false witness is when you're lying about somebody. And so this young man said to Jesus, I have kept the commandments since I was young. But we must understand what the word of God says is that all have sinned and come into the glory of God. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So that means me. That means you. That means our president. That means the senators. That means the rich man or the poor man. Nobody is sinless. But when you go to Jesus, like this rich man did, he came to him and said, what must I do to get in? And he said, you know what? I've done everything that was required of me. And then Jesus said, hold it. I want you to really understand this thing. And this is where I'm going with this word. The good teacher is somebody, a good teacher is somebody that's going to tell you how to succeed. Sometimes we get teachers that just want to pass you along. Sometimes we get teachers that don't want to tell you the truth because they want to fill their classroom. And this is how it's even going on in the church today. We have those that are in the church that are preaching from the pulpits and living any kind of lifestyle, and they don't realize that we need to follow the word of God where we're trying to get into the kingdom of heaven. But I believe that the people of God have to reset their faith, go back to foundation word that's going to bring them through what they're going through. But too many times we don't want that kind of foundation word because that word does not agree with our flesh. But the Bible says that man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So what does that mean? That means a word that is coming from the Bible, the word that is coming from his word, we must apply to our life. So this young man came to Jesus and said, "What must I do?" And I'm going to challenge you right now, you that are listening to this broadcast. I want you to challenge yourself and go back to the rock, to the word of God, and say, "What must I do?" Now, Jesus challenged him. Now, this is the challenge that Jesus had for him. Because he was a rich man. So he had a lot to give up. Some of us come to church and we donate, we give money, and we think that that's going to pay our way into heaven. But check out how Jesus answered this question. So he said, the young man said to Jesus, after Jesus said to him, "You must not do these other things," which is the laws of Moses that God was given to Moses. So the young man said, "I've done this since I was young." Then it says in the next verse, it says, "You know the commandments, do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, or love your mother and father." And he said to him, "Teacher, all these I have kept." But then Jesus looked at him, and this is what Jesus said in the 21st verse. And Jesus looked at him, loved him, and said to him, and I want you to see that in the scripture. It said Jesus looked at him, and he loves him. Jesus loves you. Too many times when we preach conviction, but I want you to know that God is about love. The Bible says, "Through love and kindness have I drawn all men unto me." That means through your love is how you draw. But Jesus looked at him and said to him, "You lack one thing." Again, I'm going to say it again. Jesus looked at this young man and said, "You lack one thing. Go sell all that you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasures in heaven. And come follow me." Disheartened by the saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Now, Jesus used this as a teaching moment. Jesus told this young man, "If you want to be part of me, I want you to sell everything you have to become my disciples." He said, "I want you to give your wealth away so that you can come follow me." Now, why is this important? Because some people look at this and say, "Oh, the church wants your money." But I need you to understand something. Jesus said, "Sell all you have and give to the poor, and then come follow me." Now, there's a couple of instructions here. First of all, it's saying in the word of God that when your foundation is what you have or what you built yourself up to becoming, guess what? Then still you don't have the keys to get into the heaven. Still, you're going to find yourself short from entering into the kingdom of God. Because what Jesus was trying to get him to understand was this. He was trying to get him to understand that, guess what? You have a lot of money and you achieve these successes, but guess what? That's not what I'm looking at. That's not what he's looking at, church. All those that are watching right now, some of us have achieved great accomplishments and we have wealth. We have money in our bank. But how is that working for you right now? Even the stock market is going up and down and all over the place. And it's not working for us. It's not working for those that don't have money in the bank. But I want you to know one thing. Jesus wasn't about the money you have. So he said, "You cannot pay your way into the kingdom of heaven." So how can you go into the kingdom of heaven? He said, "Follow me and be my disciples." Now, that's challenging because that means Jesus said, "I want you to give up your worldly possessions." That means I don't want you to worry about your wealth, your money that's in your bank, the money that's in your pocket. So now that's a teaching that we have to reset in our faith. Too many of us want to have faith in Jesus, and we want to proclaim the gospel and make the gospel fun and excited for everyone to be part of, but we don't want that real blood-stained foundation word that's going to challenge you to change your life. God wants us to change our life. And the way we change our life is first to sacrifice and surrender all that we have. And when you surrender all that you have, that doesn't mean, oh, go to your bank account and just give all your money away and do this and that. No, what he's saying is that we need to go back to the foundation of our relationship and go back to that place where we truly love him again so that we can then go to the place that Jesus wants to take us. Remember the first scripture I said, he has a plan for you. His plan is not to hurt or harm you, but to bring you closer to him. And that's what I want you to know. Right now, during this time, you're not able to get in the house of God, but God has a plan for you. He wants to bring you through your challenges of life. So when this rich man went to Jesus, he was disappointed because he knew he had so much to give. Some of us have a lot to give, and we feel like we have too much to give. But I want you to know that your wealth cannot take away that spirit of suicide. Your wealth cannot buy your health. Your wealth cannot keep you in your right mind. So that's why when he came to Christ and wanted to know how to get in, some of us want to know how to get closer to God. And all he's saying is, love me and do my will. Some of us get into religious things like he was. He came to Jesus and said, I've already did the commandment. That's how we are. Oh, I've already done it, so I'm going to go straight to heaven. No, Paul says that you must die daily. That means you have to sacrifice daily. Sometimes it seems too hard to sacrifice, but when you're in that place called sacrifice, God is making you new again. He's building faith in you when there is none. And that's why the enemy's upset, because he don't want you to get strength called faith and able to reset yourself so that you know where your foundation lies, which is in Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give God some praise today because, you know, when a lot of us want to go to a lot of books and counselors, but how about go straight to the Word of God where it tells you to live by faith? The next scripture is when Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, and this is the part I want you to get in your spirit. What Jesus did, he looked around and said to his disciples, how difficult is it for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God? And the disciples were amazed at him and at his words. They were amazed because Jesus said, it's difficult for us to get into the kingdom of God with our wealth. And the disciples were amazed. They were amazed. They said, Lord, how can you get in then? And then Jesus said this, but Jesus said to them again, children, how difficult is it to enter the kingdom of God? So he asked them again. He said, how difficult it is for you to get in. And he said, it's easier for the camel to go through the eye of a needle than a rich person to enter the kingdom of God. I want to make this clear. This message is not going against wealth. It's not going against the wealthy in a country. But sometimes we put our wealth in a place that's higher than God. Sometimes we put what we have in our relationships in a place that's higher than God. And when we do that, don't you know that you're selling out your salvation for something you have rather than something you are? God wants you to know you are a child of the King. You have access to everything you need, but it's all in the Word of God. So the disciples are amazed. So this is what they said to him. And they were exceedingly astonished and said to him, then who can be saved? They looked at Jesus and said, this man kept the Ten Commandments. This man did not kill, did not commit adultery, did not run around on his wife, did not fool around and go in his own direction. This man was a good man. And this is how we do with our life. I'm a good person. As long as I say I love God, as long as I say I praise him, as long as I say that I pay my tithes. But that's not what it's going to take to get into the kingdom of God. So they said, then who can be saved? Jesus looked at them and said, with man it is impossible, but with God all things are possible with God. Now, we take the scripture out of context because what we do is we look at our little problems and say, all things are possible. But no, this was about getting into the kingdom of God where he said, in this flesh, you cannot do any good thing. But with God, all things are possible. That means you got to trust God with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. All your ways acknowledge him. Yes. So with God, all things are possible. So I want to guarantee you one thing. Some people say, what does the eye of a needle look like? If you look at this, when you look at the doorway of a city, that little narrow path is the eye of a needle. That little path is the eye of a needle. So what I need you to understand is that the Bible says broad is a way that leads to destruction, but narrow is a way that leads to life. So that means you have to be okay with going that narrow path. So the man that came to Jesus, he desired to be with him. Some of us desire to be with the Lord. Some of us desire to have him in our life, but you got to take it one step further than desire. You have to take it to a place where you're willing to follow through with what he called you to do. Follow through what he has challenged you to do in your life. Not me, you. I want to let you know that tomorrow is not promised to you or I. But I guarantee you, if you seek the Lord first, in his righteousness, everything will be added unto you. My last few scriptures is here. In John 3:3. Jesus answered and said to him, truly, truly, I say to you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now, when he said the word see, that means you can't even see it from a distance. You see, we don't even understand that. You can't even get close enough to touch it. You can't even see it. So I want us all to realize with our life, I'm preaching like I'm preaching during this time, not because I'm trying to scare you into salvation, but I want you to know that you cannot join the church of salvation. You have to commit yourself to the Word of God. And when you commit, guess what? All things are possible. The keys to the kingdom means this. You need keys. You can't get to the Father without the Son. So I'm going to challenge you, and I'm trying to teach you to reset your goals. And when I say reset your goals, I'm talking about getting back to a place spiritually where you can get on your knees daily and cry out to the Lord and say, Lord, I need you to help me from this spirit of depression. Lord, I need you to help me with the spirit of suicide. I need you to help me with the spirit of alcohol. And most of all, some of us are like that young man that came to Jesus and said, I'm good. I've done everything right. And Jesus still said, you have still not done what you need to do. He said, be willing to sacrifice it all. I know that a lot of us cannot get into our house of worship right now this morning. And we're disappointed because we want to be in the house of God. But I want you to make your bedroom a place of sacrifice. I want you to make your home a place of worship. I want you to challenge yourself to go back to resetting your faith so that you're excited about the name Jesus again. Because during this time, God is shutting everything down to rekindle the fire of faith in your life.
Praise God. I hope and pray that you enjoyed the message you heard today on Revival Today. I'm Pastor Mark Choate. I'm located at 1850 Elm Street, Manchester, New Hampshire. Please continue to tune in to Revival Today with Pastor Mark. If you're ever in the area, we have services Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Please come visit us. Also, you can go to our website at houseofpraisenep.org if you'd like to donate to our ministry. Just click on the donate button. We hope to see or hear from you again. Thank you. Bless you. Have a good day.